Let's move on then, can we, to the first major item, which is a briefing by the Central and Western District on their enhancement proposals for the Western Wholesale Food Market site. Good, well, we have representatives here from the Central and Western District office. We have Ms. Chow and Ms. Lowe. And then we have ASD, five representatives from ASD. Just formality, please. Anyone been involved in this scheme? Anyone need to declare interest? I think we're all interested, but I don't think we've been involved as such. I think... We note your interest, sir, but please stay, please stay. And indeed, if you want to comment, I think we would welcome your comment as a district councillor. So please, after the team presented, I think we'd welcome your view as a district councillor. Thank you. Thank you. So, in terms of the presentation, Ms. Chow, are you going to brief us?
Sure, thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity to be here for the second time on the same project.
You're welcome. Just to say to you, if you prefer to use Cantonese, we're equally happy.
That's okay.
So it's up to you.
Last time when I was here in June last year, I introduced to members the decision of the Central and Western District Council to invest $100 million under the Signature Project Scheme to revitalize the waterfront site at the Western Wholesale Food Market, including a promenade and four piers, by turning it into a public open space. A year has passed, and as promised, I returned together with a team of colleagues from the Architectural Services Department to brief members on the design. Before leaving the time of this briefing to my colleagues, I would just like to make a few key points. The first is the Signature Project is meant for the people, so it's all the more important that we engage the public throughout the process. So in the past year, we have spent a considerable amount of time on engaging the public to let them know what the Signature Project is, to understand what they aspired for this possibility, and to understand what they want to see at this project. So we have done this in various ways, focus groups, forums, questionnaire surveys, and of course participation at the annual carnival at the wholesale market. So what you see today is basically the outcome of this bottom-up public engagement process. So that's the first point. The second is what you see is not perfect because we have different constraints, particularly the budget constraint. We have an absolute cap of $100 million. So it is not possible for us to put everything in the site at this moment. But what we do is we do something basic, simple, but to provide all the essential facilities to allow the public to enjoy this beautiful harbourfront water open space as soon as possible. And at the same time, we leave room for further expansion, further development, and further possibilities in future when we have more money to spend. The last point is definitely the timing. I know members will be very concerned about the early completion of this project. So far, we have been making fairly good progress. And if all goes well, including the briefing today, we should be able to make it to the Legislative Council towards early next year. And if all goes well at Legico, we should be able to complete the tendering procedures and to commence works by the end of next year. And the open space should be up and running by mid-2017. So that's all I have to say for now, and if I may, I would like to ask my colleagues, led by Hawkins, to brief members on the design.
Please, thank you. That's all very encouraging. Thank you. Very encouraging. Please.
thank you, Chairman. The design team, all of us are here. The presentation on the design will be done by Ms. Deborah Liu. So, Deborah, please.
Thank you. The proposed site is located north of the Western Wholesale Food Market and west of the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park at the Central Western District. It is also conveniently located near many bus stops and tram stops at the Daewoo Road West and also the future University MTR station. hopefully there will be a future connection between the proposed project site and the Xun Yat-sen Memorial Park. However, the Pier 5 here actually still in use by the Western Wholesale Food Market. During the 1800s to the 1950s, the Western District was significant for fishing and trading, hence the many docks and piers. However, in the 1960s to the 1970s, reclaimed land was created at the Western District. Our proposed site is also located on the reclaimed land. In the 1980s to the present day, you can see the development of more taller buildings and high-rise buildings. Today, there are actually many people who go to the Western District near our proposed site to enjoy, relax, and watch the sunset. There are many photographers with their cameras and tripods to prepare taking the sunset, and many of these tripods resemble existing ship barges that you will find at the nearby sites, piers. The length of the proposed site is 428 meters. Because of the long length, the idea of a timeline from the past, present, and future can be adopted along the promenade. There are also elderly fitness areas and many relaxing sitting zones along the promenade for people to enjoy the views of the harbor. And each pier would adopt the local themes of the Western District to help the public mark their location. So Pier 1 would include an existing crane to help people know that this used to be a piers for fishing and trading. Pier 2 includes a multi-purpose area for hosting many events or Tai Chi area. Pier 3 is a themed sitting area and children play area for ages 5 to 12. And because of the narrowness of Pier 4, it is also designated as a fishing zone. There are many fishermen around the Western District. Because there is only one road leading to the proposed site, there is currently only one main entrance. At the main entrance, you will find a kiosk that serves beverage and food. And as you're heading towards Pier 1, you will find a service block that includes baby care room and toilets. When you're looking at Pier 1, you would immediately find your existing crane to help mark the history of Western District. And you will also find a playground, children playground for ages 2 to 5 that includes a ship-like playground equipment. So that kind of ties it back to the ships during the past. You will also find a few shelters that allow people to enjoy, relax, and just look at the sunset, because that Pier 1 is where most people will go to enjoy the sunset. And along the promenade, there are also a few elderly fitness areas, so people can exercise while looking at the harbor. Pier 2 includes a big multi-purpose area for events and Tai Chi area. And there is also, as a feature, we can adopt an existing ship barge and bring that as a lighting feature. So at night, if there's an event, it can also become for people to know that there's an actual event going on and to light it up. And also there along the closer to the promenade, there are a few sitting areas for the audience looking at the events or also enjoying the harbor front. Pier 3 includes a themed sitting area with seating made out of existing pallets. During the present day at the proposed site, there are many existing pallets because of the Western Wholesale Food Market. So reusing, recycling these pallets is a key for the adopting the local character. There is also a children play area ages 5 to 12, which with children play equipment that includes similar things like the palettes. So adopting the wood palette is for Piers 3. As you're walking along the promenade towards Pier 4, there is an elevated sitting area which allows people to look at the harbor view without being blocked by the railing. And on Pier 4, there is also existing slipways where people can look, oh, actually, this is where ships were pulled up to the market for the fishing, and you can kind of incorporate that as for the timeline. And there will also be existing bollards as adopting the local character. As a future connection to the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park, near Pier 4, there's also a service block that includes toilets. So hopefully in the future, this is not only a ending, but it also creates a continuous pathway to the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park. This is the main entrance that you would come in from Daewoo Road. And as you can see, there is a container there. Currently at the proposed site, there are many containers. So reusing these containers is another key part of local character. This is when you walk towards Pier 1 and you're looking back at the main entrance. You can see there's a restroom that's also used containers, and this would be the kiosk area. This also is a key view for the sunset. This is a view of Pier 1 with a ship-like children equipment for ages 2 to 5, the existing crane, and a lawn area for people to relax. As you're walking along the promenade, there are elderly fitness areas and seating areas. You can also see, marking location, you can see the ship barge, so that you would know that will be upcoming Pier 2. This is the multi-purpose area looking back at the Western Wholesale Food Market, which would be south of the proposed site, and a few shelters blocking for people to sit and blocking the sun. This is Pier 3 with the adopted palette-themed sitting area, and the children play area for ages 5 to 12 would be located here. This is the idea of a lawn and decking design reference. Different types of seating areas. So people can sit on the on the grass, people can sit on the edge of the lawn, or maybe around at the deck. This is the elevated sitting area along the promenade. As you can see, this area is higher than the railing, and people get to sit up and look at the harbor. This is the fishing zone with the 3 shelters, so people can in the future there might be a seating, a local character there, and for people to enjoy and just relax. The narrowness of Pier 4 is quite it's actually good for the fishermen. You can also see there's a service block for the toilets near Pier 4, and hopefully this would be a future connection to the Sun Yat-sen. These are a few design references for lighting along the promenade, on step seatings, lighting for the the features, such as the crane and the ship barge, lighting for seatings, the shelters, and also the container idea. This is an animation to show you, get you a feel of the promenade.
Thank you very much. Any other comments you'd like to make? Thank you very much. Well, as I said earlier, I think this is very encouraging. Obviously, it's exactly what we're hoping to see, initiative on the part of the district councils. Members, first of all, this is conceptual, so please remember that. Secondly, the district council is working with a limited budget, so obviously trying to make best do with $100 million, which in Hong Kong today is not a great deal of money. So I think we have to bear that in mind. Just a couple of comments from me, and I'm sure other people will. Well, two comments and a question. Dogs and bikes. You need just to tell us what you're going to do about dogs and bikes. I think I know what the answer is, but we need to understand, and we may want to discuss. I don't know how firm you are on the railing treatment. The railing that runs along the waterfront. My perception is it's very, very heavy. It looks very heavy, the one major feature of this is the site it's a viewing area, if you like, to give people the opportunity to see the water and to see across the harbour. Seems a pity to undermine that objective, if you like, with such a heavy railing treatment, but. It may just be the way you've drawn it, but I think I'd like to understand more about the railing situation. Also, getting people to the waterfront. You've not touched upon that in your remarks, and I think we did last time, and you acknowledged that is a challenge. Are you proposing signage? Are you proposing additional ways of alerting people to the opportunity? Because if you can't get to it from the Sun Yat-sen Park, then you've got to come across the main road, and you've got to weave your way under and over to get there. So I think a bit of background on signage would be very helpful. But perhaps before we go into the questions and answers, District Council, would you like to just comment? I mean, you've obviously done a lot of hard work.
Thank you. I just want to make my comment in Cantonese.
Please.
就住今次嘅整體成個嘅諮詢嚟講咧，我哋區議會同民政處都做咗一個好希望透過由下而上做一個整體嘅一個收集居民嘅意見。咁頭先我哋專員都講咗，我哋其實做咗好多場嘅居民會啦，一啲叫做焦點小組啦，都聽咗好多意見。其實大家見到今日見到呢個畫面咧，我都未見過，因為佢已經執過嚟㗎啦，佢已經係聽完我哋幾場嘅居民會之後咧，都做咗一啲調整。咁我哋區議會咧，其實係都希望能夠盡快去做，因為事實上好多居民都喺度追緊我哋究竟成個嘅過程係幾時做得到。咁至於頭先啊，主席有一部分咧，我解答有部分，我諗就等翻部門嗰邊回應啦。就係、是其實我哋嚟緊仲會有一啲更加多嘅叫做市民參與嘅元素喺呢一個嘅海濱長廊裏面，包括頭先主席講嘅圍欄啦，圍欄我哋準備會有一啲叫做公開比賽，希望能夠去收集到唔同嘅一啲即係設計上嘅概念。因為事實上我哋都有一啲意見就話既然嗰度嘅日落咁靚，能唔能夠利用日落嗰個倒影嘅效果，如果啲圍欄做到一啲比較靚嘅設計嘅話呢，佢能夠做到一啲好靚嘅倒影喺個地面上面呢，其實都係一個好有特色嘅設計嚟嘅。咁所以我哋會透過嚟緊嗰個墟日嘉年華之前呢，我哋都會做一啲叫做圍欄嘅設計比賽。另外仲有一個就係同副食品批發市場中間隔開嗰度呢，我哋都會做一啲叫做都係一個圍欄嘅設計比賽，希望令到嗰、那個副食品批發市場入面嘅人士呢，或者佢營辦商呢，唔會覺得好似坐監嘅感覺。因為通常嘅感覺就好似做一啲圍欄，或者講得俗啲，好似我哋政府總部嗰啲咁，即係咁直不甩嗰啲呢，我哋唔想，我哋想做靚啲，能夠令到嗰、那個即係營辦商可以覺得佢個海濱長廊都有一份嘅參與感。點樣做多啲垂直綠化，我哋都係一個考慮因素。其實呢個設計裏面呢，比我哋之前嘅建嗰個設計呢少咗，大家可能見到少咗好多叫做地面嘅綠化嘅。原因香港我哋都考慮過，第一香港種草地呢始終都係有啲康文署可能會比我哋更加清楚，唔係咁容易。其實喺海邊呢去種草地呢係比較困難嘅。我哋亦都想多啲嘅空間能夠俾市民去用得到，咁所以本來有啲碼頭嘅位置呢係本來做咗一個叫做比較大面積嘅地面綠化，我哋都希望佢調整，咁就變成一個垂直綠化，加多啲垂直綠化。另外亦都加咗一啲叫做即係海濱嘅元素，大家見到第二個碼頭佢有一個三角架嗰個呢，其實喺上一個設計裏面冇嘅，係今次加落去嘅。原因就係因為其實我哋都有啲意見，就覺得嗰、那個係裝卸區，都希望能夠彰顯返一啲裝卸區嘅文化。第三個碼頭佢嗰、那個即係坐位呢，其實嗰啲都係卡板嘅設計嚟嘅，其實都好想透過呢啲呢去表現返嗰、那個碼頭嘅特色，碼頭嘅歷史。咁至於狗同單車就我諗等部門回應啦，因為部門有一個既定嘅政策喺度。多謝主席。
Right, thank you. Well, clearly we're dealing with work in progress. I think that's how I think we best describe it. And you're here to seek contributions and views from the Commission and from the Task Force. So why don't we start collecting some views and you can respond collectively after we've had four or five people comment. Members, any thoughts on what you've seen, please? Ivan?
Thank you, Chairman. I understand that in the last meeting, this task force has unanimously support this project, and I'm new in this task force, but my mom is also living in this area. I'm very familiar with this area, and I have no doubt support this project. The first question I want to raise is, I believe should be outside the project itself, should be what support the other government department can give to this project, their access to the site. Giving a very successful project completed in Shenyang Park, this park was recently a very successful public space for the neighborhood because it has a very convenient pedestrian bridge connecting under the flyover directly to the park. And in every holiday and Sunday, it was packed with local people. And the second suggestion I'll give to the team is I will suggest the team, the designer, go and spend at least one whole afternoon in Shenyang Park and see how the user used the public space and what could be improved in their design. Some of the suggestions I will make, one is the layout of the children play area. You should incorporate the breast shelter area nearby so that the parent can sort of keep the children in sight line when their children is playing. And this area must be sheltered. And I can tell you the heat and the sun of this western district, in particular on the summertime. The second suggestion given to the design team is please take in consideration of the glare and the heat reflected from the sea. And again, that is very, very obvious and very unusual as compared with other public open space in Hong Kong. And Weiling, I believe the chairman already touched on that. And also, I would like to comment on the statement just made that the design being improved such that there is less lawn and more paving or hard surface. Again, I will alert or I will request the team to consider, because on the contrary, I personally think this is not an improvement, in particular on the summertime. The heat generated from the sun because of the hard paving could discourage people using this public space. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. All right, let's collect the comments. Peter, next. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. When the introduction stated that these were really quite minimal costs and therefore quite simple proposals, I don't think they were exaggerating. I don't think some of these are terribly imaginative, I have to say. I think what we actually have here is quite a unique, it's a very scarce bit of reasonably accessible waterfront, particularly in this area. But I have a few comments on the various categories. I think, firstly, do we really need to retain a crane? It's very nice to embody the memory of a city or a memory of a neighbourhood, but really when we look out from this area, we see dozens of cranes. They're in all the lighters in the western approaches to the harbour. This is valuable space. I would question really whether we need that. I'd also question whether we need, or what precisely is, an entrance kiosk. Maybe you could explain that. There are small LCSD pocket parks in the adjoining area. Every one of them has a children's playground. So again, I'm not completely convinced that we need to be talking about another playground for 3 to 5 year old children. That's arguable, of course, but it is on the waterfront. I would agree with Ivan. I don't think the lawn is a very good idea either for various reasons. I've no idea what a themed seating area actually is, and you might explain that. And again, we've seen this in other submissions too, the idea of a multi-purpose area always makes me ask the obvious question, well, what is it? Because unless the users are actually planned, as they actually are in a lot of Western cities, you know, these multi-purpose areas are very nice for different people to come along and entertain and so on and so forth, then if they remain empty for long periods, they just become sort of wasted spaces. On the positive side, I do like the idea of barges, because this is the obvious thing. We have four piers. If we can actually anchor things around them, and if you're looking for identity instead of a crane, I mean, why not an old sailing ship or something? You could moor permanently, make it into a sailing museum or something like that. I like the idea of the lighting plan also, because using this thing in an evening and actually making it attractive is actually very good. I think there's nothing wrong with the fishing zone, but I mean, fishing does take place rather informally all around the harbour too. So again, I mean, one does need to question whether we need more of the same. But I'd just like to make two or three points about where we might go in the future. I do appreciate what you said about the cost and about the circumscribed circumstances. We did visit this area about 3 years ago, and we had a good look, and at the time we had a meeting and we made many suggestions. I think we really do need, as somebody said, to look at the interface between the market building and the waterfront. The waterfront is very constrained. Not all the space by a long way is actually being utilized effectively in the existing market building. If we could only take a five meter depth along the entire frontage, it would be able to accommodate all manner of little things, from little gift shops to coffee shops to little cafe, you know, and animate the edge rather than anything else. I think also using the piers in future is worth investigating. Now, I know there are certain engineering considerations because they were never designed to have buildings on them, but I can't help but think with pretty minimal engineering work, we could at least use two of the piers to maybe have one or two story building. We could have a Daipai Dong there, for example, which would be smack on the waterfront with fantastic views. That would encourage people to come to it. I think, of course, in future, we could well look at the area around and enclosing the basin directly to the west. I mean, I notice you've left that off the immediate plan, but again, I'm sure there's potential there in the future to look at this. Okay.
Thank you. KY?
Thank you, Chair. My only comment or suggestion is still on the access issue. I mean, access from Sunshine Park. I understand that PF5 is still in use, and there must be a lot of effort looking into that and say that no, you can't access through Sunshine Park. But I certainly recall that when we developed or built the temporary Pets Garden and Wan Chai Waterfront, the former PCWA area, we had the seawater pumping station blocking the access from the former, which is now called former Wan Chai Ferry Pier, right, because it's now being demolished. And at the end, CEDD, Hong Kong office, managed to strike an agreement and get the cooperation from Water Services Department to only close that part, that path, for a couple of hours per week when they have to clear some of the, I think is the filtering grill when they pump in seawater. I also have the understanding that the PFI is still in use, but not heavily in use, right? If it's the case, can the project works with, say, the Reverend Department, which I believe is AFCD, to work out some arrangement that at least is open for a certain time in a day when the pier is not in use, so that at least there's an additional entrance to that area, which is very important because Sun Park is so well patronized, particularly during weekend and holidays, that if it can be linked up for even for part of the day, it's still very useful.
Yes, okay. I agree, some sort of deal. KM, did you want to comment? KL, sorry, not KM, sorry, KL. Sorry, apologies.
Thank you, Chairman. I would also like to use Cantonese.
Sure. 第一個就是那個主席都講過威靈，我都同意。我覺得那裏如果是用，雖然何鋒話希望就是有個比賽，但其實那裏可以發展空間不大，但我覺得如果可以轉用clear，即是用透明玻璃，其實已經將個壓迫感減大很多，同埋變咗同個海個接觸比較親切咗好多咯。 用透明玻璃是一個可以考慮的因素，值得去探討。第二呢，我就對呢個 scheme 其實對嗰個儘量冇乜嘢其他嘢，我同意嘅。但係我哋咧要補救翻其他嘅設施，就係水電喺某啲 strategic location 咧，係方便將來做活動。 變咗咧，就將來我哋因為係一個空地咧，而我哋有 facility 咧，咁有所有我哋基本嘅嘢咧，咁我哋點樣用都可以得。咁我亦都有一個 建議呢，就我啱尋日喺台北返嚟呢，就台北喺一個魚市場呢，佢 convert 咗佢呢，就夜愛嚟呢，就可以買魚生，買海鮮，佢賣完就跟住喺隔離可以，你可以燒，可以有酒樓喺度食，即係好似西貢嘅辦係呢，就嚟緊一個魚市場。咁我覺得呢，而家始終呢個呢係由個魚市場隔開咗嘅地方呢唔好嘅。我諗值得紅呢，我哋嗰啲攤商同埋食魚類統營處呢，其實真係要開放個魚市場呢，可唔可以將佢變形做一個好 commercial？ 因為裏面呢，佢如果做到咁呢，可以做餐飲的話呢，佢可以賣埋酒，賣埋生果，賣埋菜，你買完之後可以即刻喺嗰度煮，可以整，咁完全呢係嗰個地方咁先至真係可以放。而家咁呢就係好嘅，居民嚟講可以有用，呢個從區議會一筆呢筆錢嚟講係做到，但係長遠要將呢個地方可以生存落去，能夠活化落去呢，我諗無可避免一定要喐個魚市場，咁樣先可以令到地方相互相成囉。 Thank you, Chairman.
Please, Debbie, please. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I better speak in Cantonese too. 咁即係好多謝個 presentation。 咁因為我都係新嘅，咁所以即係我唔係即係太知道以前傾過啲咩，咁但係其實今日睇翻就我哋會覺得嗰幾個 peer 應該要即係保留翻佢作為一個 peer 嘅作用，而唔係你將個 rating 咁樣放曬佢純粹一個 permanent 咯。即係其實即係好似睇翻油麻地嗰、那個即係本身嗰、那個，其實你喺 rating 出面你留翻一啲可以俾佢哋綁到船嗰啲嘢。你以後有啲咩 event 或者你可能即係有架船上面有 event， 咁然後啲 ordinance 係岸上面睇，咁你都仲可以保留咗佢 peer 嗰個作用，而唔係應該即係變咗而家就咁純粹一個 permanent 死咗咁樣。咁另外同埋即係我對於即係雖然而家都係好 conceptual， 但係我覺得有啲 activities 唔應該 restrict 咗喺某啲位置，即係譬如其實你講有個海濱，你淨係劃咗某一個 area 俾人去 fishing， 其實係即係對於本身喺嗰度而家已經有釣緊魚嘅人嚟講係勁方便㗎嘛，因為你唔會一紮人逼埋喺同一個位度釣魚嘅咁樣，咁所以而家真係要重新再去睇翻啲人喺邊啲位置會做咩活動，然後再去諗翻嗰啲分佈會係點樣咯。唔該。
Debbie, thank you. Please.
Chairman, I think Ivan previously mentioned some of my points. I'm not going to repeat that. Just a couple of minor points. I don't see much trees in your conceptual design. This will help a lot in reducing your heat, especially like yesterday and Saturday when you have full sun, which is 33, 35 degrees. So please take into consideration of that. The second point is, I saw your design concept of having lights and lighting design around your sitting area. If you have a good design, that's fine. If not, it could be pretty annoying to people who are using those sitting benches. So please consider that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we've had a fair round of questions and points. Ms. Chow, would you like to respond share the responses with your colleagues, by all means?
Sure, I will just make a few general responses to the comments made. First, different members have made different suggestions as to what should be there or what should not be there. Well, actually, we have gone through this process in the past year, because basically throughout the public engagement exercise, we actually let the people express their views as to what they want to see at the site and what they intend to use the site. So they have to make choices after all, because we have site constraint, we have budget constraint. So they are fully aware of these constraints, and on that basis, they let us know their preferred choices. So they have made the majority of the respondents were saying that they would definitely love to have some sitting out area, playground for children of different ages, and of course the multi-purpose activity zone, because they would very much hope that it's not only an open space, but it's a vibrant open space where they could, for example, go to a weekend market or some sort of bazaar on different occasions. So we have taken these views into account in the design that you will see today. So that's one point. And there are quite a number of comments made by members have also been similarly expressed by the district council. I'm sure Hao Feng will be fully aware. And we have also given really serious thoughts to different ideas, but perhaps the design team later can elaborate a little bit more on the choices we made now. On another point about connectivity, I know this is a major concern of members. The difficulty we have now is, however we want to connect our open space to the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park, we just cannot do it now because we have two websites still in operation in between the two areas. So even if we open up the eastern gate towards the Sun Yat-sen part now, it's basically a disconnected promenade. So, but in the design, we have leave room for further connectivity in future. We hope that it will be real soon, and especially for the Pier 5, we know that it's not heavily in use. So there are definitely possibility for our open space in future to connect to the Sun Yat-sen promenade when the two websites in between will be released for promenade development. And last but not least, there are many things that we want to do at this open space, because it's really a beautiful open space, and it's quite difficult for us to get the site released from the market operators. So what we do is a step-by-step approach. We do the basic things first, and when the open space is up and running, and when the market operators, for example, they also feel being part of it, they find it mutually beneficial to have both the open space and the market operation in parallel. That would make our project a real possibility for both sides. We have actually taken quite some pain to persuade the market operators to release this small area for the promenade development. They are getting to understand that they are also one of the beneficiaries of this project. So there, for the suggestions, I think for the Yuzhichan, I think it's similar to the Zhukdei one in Japan. Definitely we want one in Central and Western District. But there are a lot more issues to deal with. For example, access control for the wholesale market, because they have their own access control system for the wholesale market. So, but I'm sure when this open space is up and running, and when people do find it good to open up the wholesale market as well, I'm sure the district council will provide the necessary support and advice on that front. Perhaps I can leave the design questions to my colleagues.
Can I just before you move off, connection to the hinterland. You've
got the signage. Actually, we in the days to come, we will work on the signage to connect with the inland, because when the West Hong Kong Island MTR line is up and running towards the end of next year, actually the open space will be pretty close to one of the exits of this West Hong Kong Island line. So, and according to the surveys that we've done in the past,
majority of people will not be coming on MTR.
Yes, but according to the survey that we've done, actually most of the respondents were saying that they would actually walk to the open space. So what we have to do is to improve the signage along the way from the nearest exit point of MTR station all the way to this open space. That's one of the challenges that we have to tackle before the open space is open to the public. Perhaps I can now ask...
Sorry, I'll let you go in a minute. Dogs? Dogs and bikes?
Dogs, oh yeah. That's one of the choices that the people make, because they are dog lovers, but also there are people who don't want to see pets in garden. So, and one of the difficulties is we only have one access point at this site. So it makes access control a little bit difficult at this moment. But if in due course we have two access points, for example, we might consider adding a pet corner at one of the access exit point to make that possible. Okay. So
thank you.
I can now ask Esmond to answer those design-related questions.
Yes, please. I mean, quite a lot of suggestions on design. I mean, the one that came through repeatedly is this issue of the railings. So I think if you do nothing else, to try and address that.
Thank you, Chairman and members. We do share with your views on the railing. It's look quite heavy. In fact, in our original design, we have planned to use glass balustrades, but unfortunately, because of the budget, we have to review it and work on the current proposal, which is probably a fiberglass railing. But then again, this is a strong view from the members, and in fact, a lot of public also heard that they would like to have a lightweight and more transparent railing, so that they would not block their wheels. So we will work on it, and we will seriously consider again to use glass balustrade. But then we will check on the budget. See what we can do about it. On the access to the site, actually, Ms. Chow has already made a response. And then I would like to just make a point that we are going to appoint a wayfinding consultant to help us to see if we can do anything about it on signage and probably something which can lead public to our site much more easily. But then again, we have to liaise with other departments to do that. On the issue about greening, we actually agree that more lawn and grass area would be more appealing, and in fact we will reduce heat in the summer. But we have to strike a balance between the paving area and the glass area. But then we would review again, see if we can get more area for lawn and provide more plantings and even trees if possible. I would like to also answer some of the design issues about retaining the crane. Actually, all four piers, at least three piers, we do have existing crane. We just keep one. This is kind of very subjective. we try to retain one because we want to keep the memory of the property on that area. On the issue of entrance kiosks, this is the requirement in the brief. We would like to keep it, but we try to keep it as small as possible, so not to compete with other area.
What does the entrance kiosk house? What is in the kiosk?
This is the kiosk, just a kiosk near the main entrance. For the other area...
No, what is the purpose of the kiosk?
I think they sell drinks and beverage.
See.
Yeah,
see,
not much. Regarding the fishing zones, in fact, although we designate Pier 4 as a fishing area, but in fact, we have no control of the public using which area for fishing. So it's up to them It's just a design idea, just to keep one area as a fishing area. But I mean, by all means, people can use other area of fishing. For the lighting on sitting area, we're not going to put a lot of lighting. In fact, we will put lighting along the railing. We try to create some lighting around the pier, around the perimeter, so the people from across the harbour can see the pier, but probably not much on underneath the seating. I think that's for the response at the moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's I think a very encouraging response in the sense that you're obviously willing to listen and to take it on board members' comments. If you have to cut something else out of the budget, do in favour of the railings, because I think once the railings are there, the damage is done. Mm-hmm. So if I may suggest, if you have to make economies, make them elsewhere and still do a decent job with the railings.
Thank you. In fact, we have one option. We try to use glass balustrade for the whole promenade, but then for the four piers, we may think of other materials.
Careful. All right, members, just a very quick second round. Any comments you want to make? Clearly, we have a receptive district council. We have a receptive designer. Please, Ivan.
Thank you, Chairman. I just want to follow up on the issue of waiting. First, I would strongly suggest not to carry any kind of design competition for the waiting. Do not dispose the design competition, please. And also, please leave it to the design team. I believe the design team are more than capable to handle this, and in particular, it must have a consistency in the design language. And I will also suggest the design team to consider do not stick yourself into one type of waiting, because you mentioned the glass balustrade. And in such a long site, you can actually consider two or three different type of waiting, you know, fitting into different function of the space, and also creating flexibility, for example, whether it's demountable, removable, or sliding, so that you can fit into different type of activities, or even you can make the pier function as a kind of pier if the activity required. So just leave it back to the design team, please.
I think you have a railing consultant. KY.
Thanks, Chairman. I agree that glass balustrade for the promenade, I think, is very good. Last time you visit the runway park in Tai Tak, and that looks quite nice, and serve the purpose of being transparent. But I also agree that maybe for the piers, do not use glass balustrade, but some demountable or openable railings, because particularly for the piers that you want to retain the function of the pier, there's Pier 1 and Pier 4. It's not actually mentioned as that, but if you keep the crane, that means it's better to have the railings somehow movable, demountable, openable, so that actually when you actually want to use the crane, assuming you still maintain the crane, then you can actually hoist something without damaging the railing. Right. As for Pier 4, because just now Debbie mentioned that you want to have some piers which are in operation, which I fully agree. But Pier 4, because it already has this slipway, I think it's also another good example. Not to mention, of course, I understand all the bollards are to be retained. At least some of the bollards should be retained. So I think that is sufficient to actually keep at least two of the piers seen as operational. I fully support the idea of keeping only one crane, because I haven't been there, but looking from the photo, that crane is a fairly modern crane. If you have this derrick still gone, which are the cranes, hoisting device, used some 40, 50 years ago at the pier and also on ships, that is another different thing. But being a modern crane where you can see it anywhere on road vehicles or other construction sites, then actually one is actually more than enough, I would say.
Anybody else want to have a comment while we have our designers and the district officer with us? No? All right. Michelle, I hope that's been helpful. Suggestions, comments, obviously meant constructively. We know you're working with this very tight budget. Obviously, discussion around railing, and I'm sure you're going to take that away. connectivity to the hinterland. I think you talk about access from the railway station from MTR, but to me it's how do you get the population in the hinterland to the water, to this attraction. So please continue the good work. You have our support. District Council has our support for sure. Do you need more feedback? Would you want more feedback from us? And when do you want to come back and see us again?
Just one clarification as to the design competition on railings, because it seems to invite some fears. Actually, just to clarify, that is meant to be just an engagement activity for the kids, for the primary and secondary school students. So it's not meant to be a very professional design competition on railings, but just to engage the public. And perhaps there might be some ideas that we can adopt it in our design. So that's one point. But thank you again for the very, very valuable comments made by the task force. And hopefully next time, if we have to come back, it will be a completed open space project.
I think it would be very good if you could come back with the ultimate design, not to brief us, not necessarily for us to comment in detail yet again, but for us to see the outcome of your hard work. I think we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. I think probably towards the end of next year, or even probably after when the site is already. I think we have to talk to the designers on when we should come back, but definitely we hope that we will bring back the completed design or the finalized design for members' proposal.
Okay, thank you. And the only other thing just to mention, of course, is the commission is the champion for the harbour, so if you need a champion, if you're getting stuck, and we know how difficult it is sometimes to deal with different departments and different organizations, come back to us, please. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.